This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
21 Pilots, Chlorine, more hits, more favorites. Fox FM, it's Nick and Reader on this Wednesday morning, halfway through the week as well. Reader, you and I, we were pretty busy yesterday, and you know who else was busy? Co-ops all over the listening area.
That's right. Of course, it was Fuel Good Day yesterday with money being raised for a number of different community groups all over the place. Of course, you were at the location here at Palliser Way in Yorkton yesterday afternoon. I was out in Swan River at the Swan Valley Co-op Gas Bar out there for the morning. Thanks again to everybody out there that stopped by, and Colin and Evan and all the crew there at the gas bar. It was fun to hang out for the morning, and of course, the money being raised through Fuel Good Day there was going toward the Swan Valley Animal Protection League. They're looking to build a new shelter there. They've got the land for it along the north edge of Swan River. They've got the land. They're looking to raise money to build the new shelter.
Oh, so, that's sweet. Yeah. Yeah, the Legacy Co-op, of course, not just here in Yorkton, but in Theodore, Camsack, and Churchbridge. They were doing projects related to the community. So here in Yorkton, they were donating the money to the Salvation Army Food Bank. Also, the Camsack community, the complex, the public complex, and the public outdoor pool, and the Curling Club in Churchbridge. Awesome causes, awesome projects. Excellent. I mean, all over the listening area, people were gassing up. Reader, I stole your drink technique yesterday.
I saw that.
Yeah, because of course, I mean, we were following public health guidelines, and you and I, we were both masked up.
Yep.
And I wanted to have some decaf because I love Co-op's decaf. I got great memories with it, so I grabbed one of the the Slurpee straws. And I shoved it into the coffee cup.
I've never seen anyone drink just a coffee through a straw before.
Got some looks, yeah. I will say.
Well, I had to grab myself a big cool, right?
And no, obviously.
I'm thinking, well, I can't just jab the straw through the mask.
Was that your nickname in high school? Big Cool?
Big Cool, no.
I'm going to call you
that. I wish it was.
I'm going to just start calling you that from now on. You're Big Cool from now on. But my favorite thing, I loved everybody that came in to say hi. Of course, everybody social distancing, sanitizing. Mm-hmm. I was right next to the hand sanitizer. It was awesome. But I did, however, have a little game for myself that I was playing. I was trying to spot every pair of Nike Air Monarchs that I saw walking into the gas station to pay for gas. And I got up to 12 pairs.
Wow.
No grass stains on them, though. So those must be the going out Monarchs, if you know what I mean. They're not the yard work Monarchs. But hey, big thank you to everybody who visited the co-op yesterday for Fuel Good Day, because we are supporting local charities and projects just by shopping at our local places.
It's so easy.
Couldn't be better. So big thanks going out to everybody for supporting Fuel Good Day.
Nick started writing K instead of OK in all his texts.
Wonder what he's doing with all the free time.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM, it's Nick and Reader with you on this Wednesday morning, and you're probably asking yourself, hey, Nick, what does Billie Eilish have to do with Star Wars?
I know, I was asking myself that question.
Well, I can answer that for you right now.
Okay.
Nothing, absolutely nothing. Huh. But when you want to talk about Star Wars, you just got to find a way to jam it in, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Mandalorian Season 2 trailer. Yesterday it dropped. Yeah, I watched it. I'm very excited about it. Have you seen it?
I still haven't seen it yet.
You still haven't seen
it? I don't have Disney Plus.
You still haven't seen Mandalorian Season 1?
No.
You know what? I respect that so much about you, especially when I want to play another round of Mandalorian or Member of European Parliament.
Oh, my. Okay.
All right, this is a game where I got five names, and Reader has to tell me if it's a character from The Mandalorian or if it's a member of European Parliament. How you feeling
today?
Do my
best.
You got any predictions? Got five of them today. I'm thinking 4 out of 5.
You're setting a high bar.
Okay, your first one. Sorgan Farmer. Sorgan Farmer. Mandalorian or MEP?
MEP.
Oh, that is a Mandalorian character.
Oh, jeez.
This one, you might... Massimo Casanova.
Oh, that's European Parliament.
Oh, absolutely. Can you guess which country?
I'm going to go on a limb and say Italy.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, that is such a great name. I wish my name was Massimo Casanova. All right. Paz Vizsla. Or Paz Vizsla.
Star Wars.
That is. Star Wars. That's actually the character Jon Favreau played in The Mandalorian.
Okay. Hmm?
Jan Zahradil. Jan Zahradil.
Star Wars.
That is. Member of European Parliament for the Czech Republic.
Dope.
You got one more.
Oh, this is the pass or fail.
This is. Vasil Blaga.
Member of Parliament.
That is. Member of European Parliament for Romania. Dude. Not bad.
3 of 5.
3 out of 5 ain't bad. How did you do? Text us 306-783-3699.
Fox FM Mornings with Nick and Reader.
Who's the grown-up in the room when these two are around?
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Hands to beaches, Fox FM, more hits, more favorites. Wednesday morning with Nick and Reader. And Reader, I got a burrito yesterday.
Oh, nice. Oh,
so good. I came to a realization about myself, though. And this may make you mad. I prefer a soft tortilla over a hard tortilla. Yeah, because I know, I think you're, when it comes to tacos at least, you're hard shell, right?
I am a hard shell guy. I won't turn up my nose at a soft shell one, but I like the hard shell.
Okay, so I'm not, you know, putting you in peril right now.
Oh, no.
Professing my love for soft shell
tortillas. I like all manners of tacos and burritos and all that good stuff, but okay, I like the hard shell.
Here are things that I want to ask you as a person who prefers hard shell tacos.
Okay.
What do you do when you take a bite in your taco and then it just completely crumbles in your hand?
You just go with it.
So do you like the, you like kind of force it all into your mouth?
Oh gosh, there's taco sauce and everything. It's not a pretty sight.
Do you eat hard shell tacos in one bite?
No.
Okay.
You pretty much can't, but there's a lot of the, you know, the neck craning and trying to hold everything
you'd
together
have to, like,
as much
as
possible.
Unhook your jaw like a moray eel or something.
Unhinge like a snake and just put it in.
I don't know. I just can't get behind the hard shell tacos. But this is an important thing that we can research right now on the show, because I was thinking about it. Because you and I talk about this kind of stuff all the time. But
of
if
course.
You're listening right now and you've got an opinion on a hard or soft shell taco, I'd like to hear that. Or if you just want to text us and say, I like soft shell, or I like hard shell. I kind of want to count those responses to see what the people's taco priorities are,
yeah,
kind of thing. So if you're listening right now, text us, 306-783-3699. Do you prefer a hard or soft shell taco? All you need to do is just text us hard shell, soft shell. Just let us know. We want to gather some data.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Felix Cartel, Sophie Simmons, more hits, more favorites. Fox FM, it's Nick and Reader with you, and I promised I brought you a gift, Reader. As, of course, we were out for Fuel Good Day yesterday. I was broadcasting at the Palliser Way location in the Legacy Co-op. You were at the Swan Valley Co-op in Swan,
yes,
River. And they're selling at the co-op, I love this. Of course, they're selling face masks and hand sanitizer, wipes and all that, but I've never seen this before. It's called Pocket Soap. So, sir, I bought two. I got Rider Green or Tie Cat Yellow. Which one do you want?
I'll take Rider Green.
Okay, here you go.
All right.
Yeah, I haven't even opened these yet. And apparently, according to the people at the co-op, it's literally just little soap strips.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no way. I thought it was going to be a little bar of soap in this container, but no. It's like a little shaved piece of soap.
That's... Oh, wow. They look like almost big versions of the, remember the Listerine,
yeah,
breath strips?
Okay.
They remind me of that, just the way they,
I gotta say, though, this is probably the coolest thing that I've ever seen when it comes, yeah, to personal hygiene. So much so, Reader, that I was inspired, and I,
yeah,
thought, we gotta get the good word of pocket soap out there. So I thought, we're in radio.
Okay.
Let's write a commercial for Pocket Soap.
Pocket
so
soap.
I'm going to need your help on this. So I'll just pass you when I need you. Oh, I dropped my paper.
Oh, okay.
once I get my papers in order here, I want to start this a little. There we go. All right, here we go.
All right.
Are you finding that you don't feel quite clean enough during your day-to-day? Do you frequently have to touch doorknobs and tap handles in public spaces? Does the soap dispenser at your office have the horsepower of a baby's hiccup?
Then Pocket Soap might be right for you.
It's Pocket Soap, the hottest new invention for 2020, and it's exactly what you think.
With Pocket Soap, you literally have soap in your pocket for every time you need it.
Gotta wash those hands? Pocket Soap.
Not near a soap dispenser? Pocket Soap.
Not near a sink? Get a cup of water and some Pocket Soap, homeboy.
You darn kids swearing too much in public? Pocket Soap.
We don't promise that Pocket Soap will change the world, but it'll make things a little cleaner.
Nick calls Reader the Silver Fox. Reader thinks it counts as proof of age for senior menus.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
That's Camila Cabello. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM. It is, it's, you know, after 8 o'clock or 9 if you're in Manitoba as we're getting ready for the day. Still a little bit chilly outside here, at least in Yorkton, sitting at 2 degrees right now. I've got your full weather details in seconds. Want to go to the text line reader because the Taco Gang is in full force. Big shout outs to everybody who's been texting us here. If you didn't hear earlier this morning, we just want to know your opinion on taco shells. Are you a hard shell taco kind of person, or are you a soft shell taco kind of person? It's pretty simple.
As we were saying, you know, my preference is a hard shell, but if it's a taco, I will eat it, whatever. Hard shell, soft shell, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that if somebody were to hand me a hard shell taco, I'd slap it out of their hands and tell them that I'm an adult.
No.
I am an adult. I like them both, but I prefer the soft
shell.
Actually, I love this. We got a text on the text line about the soft shell wrapped in the hard shell. Like, because Taco Bell does that thing. It's called a gordita, and they put, beans and stuff in the soft shell, and then they hug a hard shell with it.
It's that, the best of two worlds.
Like a warm tortilla hug.
Yeah.
Also, taco salad, too. That's another thing.
Of course.
I would never have taco salad on a soft tortilla, because that would just be taco meat piled on top of a soft tortilla, because taco salads usually are like a taco hard shell bowl, right?
I guess, you'd have to break up the bowl, too, so you don't get to the end and just have...
Just like ripping pieces of soft shell out of the bowl. Yeah, I'm a hard shell when it comes to taco salads. But if you're listening right now, we want to know your opinion. Hard or soft shell tacos, where you stand on that debate. Text us 306-783-3699.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM.
I like that.